America Weekend.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Once again, Smith Sabatino. You know Roland.
I know a number of things. What are you talking about?
Roland's a hell of a guy, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't know if he shares with me the one problem of sleep.
Oh. No, I get a good night's sleep every night.
God bless you. I've struggled with it because I've always found sleep to be an absolute annoying thing. All I have to do is lie. All you do is lie there. However, I've been wrong, as my wife has pointed out to me. Wrong, and that is definitely wrong. And my later life, I've tried to sleep more. I could go with 3 hours. I did it for many years. 3-5 hours sleep. That was it. Up, ready to go.
But, Carl, you were in your 20s and 30s and 40s.
Even at that age.
You're not there anymore.
But that's wrong, okay? There are certain things you must do, and there are certain things that hold you up from sleeping, and I did most of these, okay? So I'm going to bring it to the attention very quickly of our listeners. Do not get on the smart. Don't get on your phone at any time. Stay away from a phone. Watch what medications you take. Very important. If you have meds you must take, take them earlier. Give yourself at least 2 hours to let your system absorb them. Do not do them right before you go to sleep.
I do that.
Well, so do I. To this point, I still do, but it should. You must allow your system to work with them.
But, okay. Carl, I get a good night's sleep.
I know. I don't.
So getting what does that do to your argument?
It says that.
Or your point, rather.
But it does say in here, it depends upon the meds. Thank you very much, Ron, for helping me along with that one.
All right.
Text a friend. Stay off the damn phone. Don't text anybody. That's something else. That's simple. Don't get into that. Drink coffee. I was very bad.
Oh, come
on. And by the way,
don't drink coffee.
Don't drink coffee, and maybe even decaf, because there is still some caffeine in decaf coffee.
True.
That includes also any other kinds of drink that may have caffeine in it.
Coke,
and I can go tea. Yeah,
colas, I'm sure.
Tea is the next on the list, and so on.
Right.
Chocolate, something else. I love a little bit of chocolate. No good. At least 2 hours before you go to sleep. At least 2 hours. Skip your wind. Do not skip your wind down time. Learn to wind down. Read a book in bed if you have to. Make love with your wife or your husband if you feel more comfortable with all of that. And that's wonderful, too, of course.
I thought you were saying wine.
Well, that has certain.
And that I do on a regular basis.
Yes, well, that comes up as well in here. And they say it's a good thing. Don't check your work email under any circumstances. Leave it alone. In other words, you're shutting out the rest of the world. This is your wind down time. Spicy foods. Oh, it's a real big no.
Oh, you know me.
I used to love them. Oh, did I? Until my diverticulitis. But I loved having anything Chinese, Szechuan, and it was usually too short before I had to go to sleep, and because of the acid reflux and all the rest. Booze doesn't help. Don't do it.
Come on, you're destroying my entire evening.
Thank you very much. And smoking. Once again, we're back to smoking.
Well, I don't smoke.
Okay. So. Work out too intensively. You want to work out lightly. That's good. Take an evening walk. Wonderful. But don't make your workout too intense because it raises the body metabolism. Not good for sleep. Playing video games. Boy, can I know my people who do that. Turn up the heat. This is a good one. I like keeping a very cool environment at night. We even in the summertime, I like it cool.
Uh-huh.
The cooler it is, and that's the reason why hospitals are cool. The cooler it is, the healthier it is for you. And keep your humidifier on. It also helps you sleep, allowing more humidity in the air. Interesting. Very interesting. Take a shower, but don't take a cold shower. A lukewarm shower is better than a hot shower. How do you like that? Tempered shower. Again, getting into the whole frame of reference of winding down. A tempered shower, not too hot, not too cold. Don't pick a fight with your wife or husband. That's an obvious one. Bedtime is not the time to pick a fight. Alter your routine if you have to, and try to stay away from doing anything that's too exciting. Too exciting.
You know, you've just destroyed the evenings of about 99% of Americans.
And I'll get those emails.
If you're watching a dramatic show,
yes.
And you're going to turn the television off, let's say at 11:30,
right.
Or after, in the old days, it used to be Johnny Carson.
I always watch Carson.
It's now Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
But if you're watching a really exciting blockbuster, you're going to get into it.
You are.
And that's not going to be conducive to winding
They're saying don't do it. They're saying if you have a show, and by the way, and they go further into the article, if you're watching a comedy is better than a drama. If you're watching something that has a certain intellectual interest. I happen to watch like the Antiques Roadshow. I enjoy the program very much. That's wonderful for going to sleep. Okay, some people say it'll put you to sleep while you're watching it.
Yeah, right.
But watching slaughtering and all sorts of mayhem and killing and all that is not good for sleeping. Sorry, Roland, that's just the way.
No, but I don't do that. I mean,
I don't either.
My MO is not watching heavy dramatic shows in the late evening.
But I used to enjoy a port before I went to bed. And I stopped doing
that. Ah,
I love a fine glass of port before you went to sleep. Just hit the spot for me. Now it's a glass of warm milk.
Well,
Talk about toning it down.
You have been gentrified into the antebellum era.
There you are.
Of the 1800s.
A glass of warm milk now, and it used to be a glass of fine aged port. Always aged. Uh-huh.
20-year.
At least. Anyway,
well, where did you come up with all of that?
On the internet and actually in a book. Let me pull it up here. Sleeping Well Without Stress, John Coltz. John Coltz. Sleeping Well Without Stress, John Coltz. University of Chicago Press.
Well, you know, there are some value things in there that I had not thought of.
Yes.
But also, I do have a routine, and since my routine still keeps me having what I think is a good night's sleep, I might wake up in the middle of the night, but that's because I probably had an extra glass of wine and I need to go to the John.
But you see, he talks about that, getting into a routine, as long as the routine works for you, where you're getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night.
Ooh, really?
7 to 9. Okay. That's recommended. Even as you get older.
Now, at what age?
Right on through. As you get, young children need 9, 10, 11 hours of sleep.
Okay.
As you get older, they recommend at least 7 hours. At least 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like you to have 9. And frankly, for me, it has worked. As I've gotten older, getting a little more sleep. Not the 4 to 5 hours I got. I used to go to after Johnny Carson, 12:30, did a little work, 1 o'clock, got up at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Sometimes 6:30, and I did that for years. Not enough sleep.
But you were younger.
I was younger.
Yeah. Well, even so, I mean, now how many hours a night do you get now?
Right now, I'm doing at least 7.
Do you take a nap at all during the afternoon when you're home?
I used to, but I've stopped doing that.
See, I like a nap. I get maybe a half hour, 40 minutes.
I often said this to my wife. Those little naps are very important. They always were to me. I used to grab a half hour. They really work. There's something, it just gives your body a sense to pause. And I did this when I was much younger as well. I used to be able to get that little half hour. But right now, I don't feel that I need a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep right on going. But I get to bed earlier than I did. I don't do the late night thing anymore. I stopped doing that.
Yeah, well, I don't think
not any, that there's anything
very
to watch.
Few of us do who are in our Decembers of our. Of our lives.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that good book. I really do. I enjoy conversation with my wife.
Uh-huh.
Or some love with my wife, depending upon the evening.
Right.
But I enjoy that good book. Where I will, even if I'll get out of bed and go into the little lounge chair that's in the bedroom.
Now,
and
is
sit
it
there and
a
read.
Fiction or a nonfiction?
Always nonfiction for me.
Okay.
I enjoy history reading. I enjoy the life of. I told you the book I'm reading now, Europe, by Brendan Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Remarkable book. Remarkable book. Learning a lot. But those are interesting reads for me. About 10 minutes, and then I'm ready for bed. And I'll have my glass of milk.
Well, when you hop into bed, do you read while you're in bed?
Sometimes, but not always. Not always.
See, I do. I usually read maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then I can turn the light out, and I'm gone within minutes.
You know, and I've learned that by reading.
Yeah.
And I have those little lamps that you put in the book so it doesn't disturb your partner.
Uh-huh.
They're wonderful. And I put the book down.
They're called book lights.
I couldn't think of the name.
That's okay.
Reading a book with a light makes sense, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a concept.
It is. I put the light out, and I'm out in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I'm done.
Yeah.
But you know what I do? Something else, and he didn't mention it. I use a cover for my eyes.
Oh.
I use a light a wet rag, a washcloth,
uh-huh.
Place it over my eyes. Because your eyes are kind of open before you go to sleep. But I'm looking into the rag, you see, and it puts me right to sleep. My little one's gotten into it. She loves it.
Huh.
When she can't fall asleep in that, I give her a cold rag over her head because she's looking into the dark.
That would wake me up.
out like a light. She goes to sleep within a minute, sometimes within 30 seconds. Puts her right out. Same thing with me. Put the wet rag over my eyes, and I'm out.
Does the chloroform on that help?
And any other kind of drug we can... No.
Right.
Ether. That's what's called ether.
Yeah, you're right. From the old days.
From the old days.
Right. Well, I don't know, Carl. It's an interesting topic, and maybe we ought to get some expert on rather than just the two of us.
Carl's advice.
Yeah, talking about how we go to sleep.
Does America...
You know, I'm not sure anybody really cares. Nobody cares.
Does America really care?
We have wasted an entire segment on junk that nobody wants to hear.
I don't want to hear it. But you do want to hear Smith Sabatino.
Yes, indeed.
On America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Stay with us.
America. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.